This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're really zeroing in on a topic that honestly can transform how businesses grow. Search engine optimization. But this isn't just about getting more clicks. We're exploring SEO for decision makers. Mm-hmm. It's a specialized strategy focused on attracting the right kind of leads. You know, the ones who actually convert into revenue.
Yeah, the ones that matter.
Exactly. Mm. Our guide, our sort of compass for today's deep dive, is this standout piece called SEO for Decision Makers, Essential Guide to Success, written by Janice Ramos.
It's a great source.
It really is. It offers a fresh perspective, moving beyond that traditional chase for just like sheer traffic volume.
Right, the vanity metrics.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah. Instead, it's about connecting with the individuals who, you know, wield the power to green light your offerings, the actual decision makers. So if you've ever found yourself with a website that's, well, brimming with visitors, but your sales pipeline feels a bit empty.
A familiar story for many.
Totally. Or if you're a business leader looking to truly strategize your SEO investment, make it work harder, then you're exactly where you need to be.
We hope so.
We're going to break down how this targeted approach works, why it's fundamentally different, and crucially, how it can help you generate those high quality inbound leads, the ones that really move the needle.
And what's truly impactful about this guide, I think, is how it challenges the very definition of SEO success. So many campaigns are just designed to go broad, right?
Yeah.
More keywords, higher rankings, endless traffic.
Testing volume.
Exactly. But as Janice Ramos powerfully points out, if that traffic isn't converting into real pipeline and, you know, measurable revenue, then the entire effort can become, well, just a vanity metric.
Well, it's good on a report, maybe, but doesn't help the bottom line.
Precisely. This deep dive focuses intensely on lead quality over quantity. It's about meticulously aligning your content, your keyword strategy, your landing pages, aligning all that with the specific problems and priorities that, frankly, keep decision makers up at night.
Okay, let's try and unpack this a bit more then. The core idea is that SEO needs to speak directly to the decision maker, not just feed the search engine algorithms.
That's the crux of it.
So what does this mean in practical terms? You know, for someone trying to reach, say, an executive or maybe a department head, someone with very specific needs and, let's face it, very limited time.
Yeah, good question. It really forces us to think deeply about audience understanding. It's not just demographics anymore.
It's psychographics, pain points.
Exactly. When you pivot to targeting decision makers, you're really aiming to build trust much faster, potentially shorten your sales cycle, which is huge.
Always good.
And enable your sales team to close bigger, more impactful deals. The guide actually lays out 5 critical ways to optimize your SEO specifically for these high-value individuals.
Okay, 5 ways. Let's get into them. The first one. This feels like where businesses often need to make a fundamental shift in their SEO thinking. Target high-intent keywords. Many assume more keywords always mean more opportunity, right? But it seems decision makers, they search very differently than, say, someone just looking for general info.
They absolutely do. Exactly. They aren't typically Googling how-to articles or, you know, broad informational queries. That's not where their head's at.
Yeah.
Instead, they're searching for very specific solutions. They might be evaluating potential vendors or making direct comparisons between options.
So much further down the funnel already.
Much further. The guide gives excellent examples of these high-intent phrases, things like your specific service for enterprise teams, maybe, or best service type provider for B2B companies. Even compare solution A versus solution B vendors.
Right. Very specific.
Very. Ranking for these terms attracts leads that are already much further along in their buying journey. They're closer, much closer to making that crucial decision.
So the key here is truly understanding their mindset, not just the words they type. It's the intent behind the words.
You've nailed it. That's the core insight.
Okay. So once you've zeroed in on those high intent keywords, the next piece of the puzzle, according to Janice, is how you position your brand.
Right.
And that brings us to strategy number 2, create thought leadership content. How does becoming like an expert in their field actually help connect with those high-level decision makers, their busy people?
Yeah, they are. Well, if you zoom out a bit, think about the bigger picture. Decision makers aren't just looking for a service provider, another vendor on the list.
They want a partner.
They're seeking a strategic partner. Exactly. Someone who gets it. So publishing in-depth articles, white papers, maybe original research or case studies that speak directly to their executive concerns.
Things like ROI, scalability.
ROI, scalability, long-term strategic growth. That kind of thing demonstrates that you truly understand their world, not just your product, but their challenges.
Okay.
And this approach, it positions your brand as an authority, a trusted advisor. It keeps you top of mind when it's actually time to choose that partner.
Makes sense. So you attract them with the right keywords, then you build credibility with thought leadership. What's next? Once you get that click, you need to convince them, right?
Absolutely.
Which brings us to the third strategy. Optimize for trust signals. Why is building trust so critical here, especially when dealing with, you know, high stakes decisions, big budgets?
Well, you said it, high stakes. Decision makers are, at their core, evaluating risk. Always. Your job is to make it incredibly easy for them to say yes, to feel secure in their choice.
Remove the friction, the doubt.
Exactly. The source emphasizes reinforcing credibility by prominently displaying things like trust badges, you know, security seals, industry awards.
Client logos.
Oh, definitely client logos.
Yeah.
Big ones, recognizable ones if possible, and powerful testimonials, not just fluffy quotes, but real impact statements.
Right.
It also highlights the importance of linking to objective third-party reviews like G2, Capterra, that sort of thing.
Shows transparency.
It does. And crucially, showcasing measurable outcomes. This is huge. For example, the guide suggests highlighting achievements like reduce CPA cost per acquisition by 28% in 60 days.
Oh, that's specific.
That kind of specific quantifiable proof is just far more persuasive than making general claims about being the best.
Yeah, we're number one. Doesn't cut it. Okay, that focus on measurable outcomes is critical. So it's not just about getting the click, it's about converting that click by building overwhelming trust.
Precisely.
What then about the customer's journey itself? Not everyone's ready to buy right away. The fourth strategy is build a content funnel that matches the buyer journey. Can you walk us through how content needs to sort of evolve as a decision maker moves closer to a purchase?
Yeah, this is really important because, like you said, not all decision makers are ready to buy immediately. That's just reality.
Especially for complex B2B sales.
Especially then. This approach acknowledges that reality and guides them step by step. The guide cleverly breaks it down into roughly three stages. You've got the top of funnel, or TOFU.
TOFU awareness stage.
Right. Awareness. Here, you offer strategic blog posts, broad industry insights, maybe trend reports. This is for initial awareness problem identification.
Got it.
Then, as they move into the middle of funnel, MOFU.
MOFU, consideration.
Consideration evaluation. Mm-hmm. Here, you provide things like solution guides, vendor comparison checklists, maybe webinars diving deeper into specific solutions. This helps them actively evaluate their options.
Makes sense. Comparing apples to apples.
Exactly. And finally, at the bottom of funnel, BOFU.
BOFU. Decision time.
Decision time. They're poised to act. Here you offer highly specific assets like ROI calculators tailored to their situation, dedicated demo pages, detailed case studies showing results for similar companies.
And clinchers.
Pretty much. This is where they solidify their final decision. This systematic approach ensures your SEO efforts aren't just random acts of content, but are always moving them logically toward your offer.
I like that. Guiding them through. Okay, so we've targeted them, built trust, guided them through the funnel. What's the ultimate litmus test? How do we know if this is actually working?
The million-dollar question.
Right. The guide saves arguably the most crucial point for last. Track qualified leads, not just rankings. Why is this shift in metrics so vital? Especially for proving real ROI to, you know, the C-suite or the board.
This really gets to the heart of accountability, doesn't it? And demonstrating genuine business impact. Look, you're not investing time and money in SEO just for vanity metrics.
Like being number one for some obscure term.
Exactly. Or just showing up broadly in search results. That doesn't pay the bills. The guide stresses using robust analytics, CRM integration, maybe call tracking. Using these tools to measure what truly matters to a decision maker.
Which is?
Things like form submissions segmented by company role or industry, actual CRM qualified leads that originated from organic search, and the big one, pipeline revenue influenced by SEO.
So tracking the journey all the way to closed deals.
All the way. Seeing the actual sales opportunities and the deals close that started with an organic search click driven by this strategy, That is how you demonstrate tangible return on investment, and that's how you get buy-in to scale what's genuinely working for your business.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. It closes the loop. So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, our listener? This deep dive into SEO for decision makers really shows that if your current SEO campaign isn't attracting the right people,
those high-value leads with buying power.
Right. Or if you're seeing plenty of traffic, but, you know, frustratingly few conversions, it's probably a clear signal that it's time to refocus your strategy.
Definitely time for a rethink.
It's really about transforming that search visibility into real, tangible business impact, moving beyond the superficial stuff to achieve measurable, sustainable growth.
And ultimately, I think this suggests that effective SEO isn't just some technical exercise left to the marketers in the corner.
Not anymore.
No. It's a strategic business imperative. It really impacts the bottom line. And it demands understanding not just the search algorithms, which change anyway,
absolutely,
but also the deep psychology, the specific problems, and the real business priorities of your ideal customer. Who are you really trying to reach?
That's the key question. Well, a huge thanks to Janice Ramos, the SEO specialist, who also the guide we unpacked today. Her insights, I think, really highlight how a focused shift in strategy can lead to some profoundly significant results.
Agreed. Very practical advice.
Definitely. And for you, our listener, here's a final provocative thought to maybe mull over. Consider just how deeply you truly understand the problems, the real nagging problems that keep your ideal decision maker up at night.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we've learned today, the key to attracting them isn't just about ranking for keywords anymore. It's about becoming the definitive, trusted answer to those very problems. What fresh questions?
Yeah.
What new avenues might that shift in perspective bring up for your own business strategy?
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.